Now, councils are expressing intense frustration over the lack of money for key roading building projects. The Transport Agency has warned there is very limited funding for the next 3 years. The Western Bay of Plenty Mayor Gary Webber emerged from meetings yesterday about Katikati's roading hopes, fearing the worst for his town's three-decade quest for a state highway bypass. He spoke to reporter Phil Pennington.
We first have had the Katikati bypass as a high priority program in our district since the early 1990s. And there are not many towns in New Zealand where the volume of traffic going through is as high as Katikati. And our frustrations are at bursting point. We just keep on getting kicked to the back of the queue. This is regardless of which political party's been in play. As I said at our meeting, I think the ACT Party is the only party who hasn't had its hands on the steering wheel at any stage over the last 20-odd years.
What was the meeting?
This is the Bay of Plenty Regional Land Transport Committee in their submissions to the three-year long-term plan.
So that meeting, where did it get to on the bypass?
Like all things, it'll go into the concrete mixer, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it comes out the back end. Sorry, hear your frustrations, but there is no money.
The latest from NZTA is in March. It seems they got another $500 million because government revenues are healthier than expected for road funding. But they still say that the things that are particularly under pressure are state highway improvements and Road Zero, which is the road safety strategy. So safety and state highway improvements, aren't they? Those are the two very things you need in Katikati?
Absolutely. It's between Katikati and Tauranga is one of the most dangerous stretches of road in New Zealand. So, you know, my frustrations test my diplomacy.
So when you go to these meetings, what are you thinking? This looks like you're going down the rabbit hole again.
Absolutely. It's almost a charade. Every 3 years we have to go through this process of doing a hell of a lot of, you know, executive and councillor time working out what our priorities are. The 2004 document, the 2007 document, nothing's changed other than there has been nothing happen in the interim period. You know, it's just not good business practice.
And did the others sitting around the table nod their heads at that? Or are some of them like winners and losers and some of them have been winners?
Well, I can't say in the Bay of Plenty there have been too many winners since 2004.
So the model needs to change?
No, central government needs to understand there's been an underinvestment in roading infrastructure for over 30 years. And sitting on your hands keeps them warm, but it actually doesn't do anything.
We have a statement from the minister that says that the road funding model, he's been told by his officials, that is largely fit for purpose for the next 10 years. What does that make you feel?
A bit like we've felt for the last 20 years. It's just more of the same, unfortunately. And it would seem as if central government, regardless of the colour, over the last 25 years, are determined to clog up the port of Tauranga exactly the same way they clogged up the port of Auckland.
And that was Phil Pennington there speaking to the Mayor, the Western Bay of Plenty Mayor, Gary Webber.